Isn't it 65 a day?
Something like that.
Wow.
I take Sporting News all the time, and I kind of keep up with the... Doesn't do me a hell of a lot of read anymore. I'll read a whole paragraph thinking about something else. And I'll say, what the hell was in that paragraph? I have to go back and read it over.
Well, you know, I'm a few years younger than you, and I do the same thing.
Well, it made me... And the old 1903 Springfield rifle the same year.
Oh, yeah.
So, working on the next one now.
Well, you are one of the oldest, I don't know, I read it somewhere and it wasn't too long ago, you're one of the oldest 15 or 20 living ball players right now.
Well, I don't know about that, but there's only five of us left that was in that 35 World Series.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, and it's, yeah.
Oh, it's still in the blood. My daughter's with me here now. She's teaching school down at Great Bend, and she comes home once in a while, and she comes home and helps me out a little.
That's nice. How many children do you have?
Two.
Well,
daughter was first child. She was born in Detroit. Second child is Stanley. He's a doctor at the Veterans Administration back in Danville, Illinois. He was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. So that...
Just two.
And
lost my wife about 10 years ago.
No, that's sad.
I'm all alone now. Got my own way. Still doing my own work.
Well, that's good. Do you stay active?
Huh?
Do you stay active?
Oh, I do my own work. Mow my yard.
Good.
The Itis family moved in on me here a year or two ago. Old Arthur's got my left shoulder. Burr's got my right knee. Knee that I had torn all to hell on as a kid in high school. Got bursitis and that. Outside of that, and my brain.
that goes at different rates, I know.
Yeah.
Chief, hang on just a second, please. There's another call coming in. Just a second.
All right.
Hello? 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 I'm so Chief?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess they hung up, which is just as well. What did you do when you left? Well, first you left Washington, ended up in Washington, and then you went to the minor leagues again for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
You went AAA?
Yeah, I went back to Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Mike Kelly that was American Association then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I went up there out of the old fox's nest down in Washington and had a pretty good year. And of course, I had a little contract there. If I bought, traded, or sold back to the big league, I'd get a little bonus or something. $1,500, I think it was. That's the pennies we dealt in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it all helps.
Connie Mack, maybe I think he drafted me on account of the two home runs I hit against the left-hand pitcher. I don't think he drafted me on account of my pitching. Of course, I pitched to get pretty good against the Athletics in those days, too. But anyway, I went to Connie, drafted me, and... trained with him out in Anaheim, California that spring.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted more money from him, of course. And he wouldn't give it to me. Come on out. We'll fix it up when you get out here. Well, I knew what the score would be there, too. But anyway, as with him, then on their way east, spring training, he turned me back to Minnesota.
What year was that?
1940.
Mm-hmm.
It'd been 1940. Yeah.
Did you stay with Minneapolis until the Tigers brought you back?
Well, in 44 is the last year I played. That was during the war, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All the players were in the war. And they brought me up a little while, and then that's when they had Neuhauser and Dizzy Trout. Had some pretty good pitching then. Steve O'Neill was their manager at that time.
Mm-hmm.
and I was in pretty good shape. Spring training finished. We had our spring training in Evansville, Indiana that year. But he had good pitching, and I didn't get any work for about two or three or 4 weeks. The time I got in there, they knocked my butt off. And they sent me back, let me go, and sent me back to Minneapolis. And at the end of that, I just, 44 was last year I even tried to pitch.
What did you do when you left baseball?
When I retired from?
Yes.
Oh, I had a job selling liquor up in Minneapolis. And I went with Fly By Night sporting goods outfit. Hell, all you had to have during war was $1,000 and you'd become a jobber, wholesaler. I went out and sold stuff. Back order.
Oh, boy.
Hell, yeah. So I didn't do much good outside of spending my own money there. Then I quit there and I don't know what I did then after a while. Oh, I came back, moved back to Kansas, I think. Long about that time, and I was broke. And I couldn't find a job for quite a little while when I got back to Kansas. And then I finally got a job selling liquor, covering the whole northwest part of the state of Kansas, selling liquor.
Wow. Is that what you finally retired from? You went, did you continue doing that until you retired?
Yeah. I've been retired now for a little over 16 years.
Did you save souvenirs from your baseball career?
Very, very, very few. I get a lot of requests for memorabilia, but no, I didn't save but very little.
Not a collector.
No, uh-uh. I do have something that I could get rid of in a hurry. What the hell do you want? My daughter's raising hell with me. She drives me crazy every time she comes home.
It's part of being kids, you know.
Got a baseball autographed by the Babe.
Oh, no kidding.
Not kidding, I can't remember what year it was. In those years, we never, on our autographs, we didn't date anything.
Right.
And it was either 30 or 31 when I got a baseball. And that the old baseball then was on that red, white, and blue.
Right.
Threading on those baseballs. It's authentic, I know that, because I got it myself. But it's not dated. I date all my... And right today, I get a lot of requests from all over the country.
You get a lot of fan mail today?
Your autographs. Yeah.
And do you sign the autographs?
Oh, sure.
Good.
Don't charge them for it either. Some of those idiots charge for their autographs.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is. It is absolutely ridiculous. I'm glad to hear you don't, because I don't like that.
I get... Once in a while, once in a great while, I'll get a dollar bill in a request for an autograph. I send it back.
Good for you.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, one of these days, I have looked, and one of these days I'm going to find a picture of you, and I'm going to send it to you to sign for me.
Well, I
haven't been able to find one.
I don't have any either. I did have, and so every once in a while, somebody will send me a picture or two, but I don't have any pictures.
No,
I always send them and I had some pictures made, just head pictures, when I was in Detroit, or my wife did that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's autographed, for that matter, but I put it on a index card, like a stamp, same size as a stamp.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have any to send anymore.
No.
Okay, but you do sign. If people send you something, you will sign it for them. And
oh, hell
that's
yeah.
Great. That's great. Well, look, if you went back to your youth, would you play baseball again?
Would I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hypothetical question. I suppose I would. I was born and raised on a farm, grew up on a farm, and I hated the farm. So I could throw. When I was a kid, I don't think I ever passed a rock that I didn't pick up and throw. But no, I suppose I would, yeah.
You enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've got an
20 years I was in the racket. I enjoyed it all. Sometimes I get the hell knocked out of me and knocked out of the box and stuff, but that goes with the territory, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get them sometimes, and sometimes they get you.
Yeah.
I've got an 18-year-old son. He's a left-handed pitcher like you. We've got a small farm. He hates the farm. I expect if he could play baseball, he'll be doing it, and he'll never come back here.
No.
But he's just walking through right now, just getting to go to practice.
Yeah.
I guess that's different strokes for different folks.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, Chief, I appreciate your time. I've taken, I don't know, probably an hour of your time.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my daughter's waiting on the phone.
Tell her I'm sorry.
Okay.
Listen, would you like this? I don't know when this will be printed. Sometimes I send articles in, and they're printed in a month. Sometimes I send them in, and I print it for 6 or 7 months. But whenever this does appear, would you like a copy of it?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, well, we'll send you him. Is one enough, or do you want one for each of your kids, or how would you like it?
Well, about three, I'd have one for one of each of my kids.
Okay.
That'll be the only thing.
We'll do it. Like I say, I don't know if sometimes the editor can tell me, and if he does tell me, I'll let you know when to expect it, but other times I don't even know it's going to be printed until all of a sudden it shows up one day.
No, I've had people like you want an autograph that they didn't want for sale, autograph, and listen, it doesn't make any difference to me what you want. If I grant you an autograph, I don't care what you do with it. Yeah, okay.
Well, we will see that you get a copy of the article, and I really do appreciate your time. I've really enjoyed talking with you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Chief.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.